there in tiny, tiny layers. And what the printer will do is build one layer at a time. So do one, maybe move half a millimeter up, and then do another one. And then the end process, you end up with a finished object. I think that there could be really exciting things in the future of integrating electric connectivity into the materials, so we might be able to print electronics next. Beyond that, what you're going to see is an overall improvement in all the different aspects that aren't perfect about it now, which I think the prints will get faster, and the machines will get cheaper, and then the quality will rise. What really excites me about the future of 3D printing is actually younger and younger students becoming very skilled at the digital design tools. So what that means is if printers are more available, that anyone can become a designer and anyone can become an inventor. So it's possible that, you know, some student tinkering around in his garage with a 3D printer can invent the next light bulb or the next great invention.
A short movie on digital design.
My name is Austin. I am the co-founder of 3DNYC Lab, which is a digital design and fabrication studio based in Brooklyn, New York. We design things, we make things, and we help other people with an idea realize that idea into a physical, tangible thing. Sometimes an individual or a hobbyist or an entrepreneur or a designer in New York might come to us and have an idea for something and not know how to actually make it. So what we would do is help by putting that in the computer and then using a technology like 3D printing to make that into a real thing. Definitely the use cases in 3D printing you're seeing everywhere, from not only the design world but to artists and sculptors. The great thing about 3D printing is that you can make incredibly complex things that would be really expensive or difficult to do otherwise. And the other reason is more people have access to tools that allow them to be inventors or designers. Every idea starts as a digital design in the computer. What the computer is going to do is take that and slice it horizontally, layer by layer.